Now we can just learn how to just be peaceful. In other words, just a bit of meditation. So if you like, just close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, remember meditation should never be looked upon as hard work. It's one of the sayings of the Buddha. The translation was, "This is a path without groaning." I always like that one. So, you know, if you're groaning, if it's difficult, you know, you're not meditating properly. So anyway, you get yourself nice and comfortable. What you think is comfortable, you can sit on the floor, on a chair. But please don't bring your lazy boys armchairs and other stuff like that. And when you feel reasonably comfortable, now we can go to the next stage, a little bit more focus, a little bit more refinement as we look at our body just part by part, starting with your legs. And with your legs, make sure they're comfortable, just simple. If you move them, can they become more comfortable? Because sometimes that people, they complain after 10, 15 minutes, they've got ache here, a pain there, or their leg goes to sleep. And it's just because you never got yourself in a good position to start with. And so don't look in the books, because the books, you know, just for perfect people. And just, you know, none of us are perfect. I don't know where they get those ideas from. But you feel the best position for your legs right now. What this is mindfulness together with kindness. Mindfulness by itself doesn't work. Kindness, how do we do it? When you're aware, you get feedback. And the kindness relaxes. You feel the body become more comfortable. Very simple, easy way to happiness and health. Mindfulness, find out what's going on, and kindness solves the problem. He solves many problems. And then, your butt. Simple thing, but people don't sit in a good posture many times and they get sort of bad backs, or they get their feet going to sleep. And they get fidgety. So just, it's almost a symbol of what we're going to do later on. You care for something, you're aware of it, and then you can stay still with no problem. Because nothing is really going to disturb you. Then your back, this huge mess of muscles and what they call bits of bone. Feel it with your mind. And if you want to stretch it, you experiment. Just move it this way, that way, forward, back, until you find the most comfortable position for your own back. So you can have a healthy back. Especially for meditation, just half an hour, just fine. So don't get caught up in thinking, oh, I should have a straight back, or I should lean it against a chair, or I should curve it, I should... Look, all those theories are never as useful as your own awareness and your own kindness. That is better than any advice from any book. You feel the back. Move it around until you get the best posture. And your hands, wherever your hands can be at peace, comfortable, so you don't need to worry or bother about them. Shoulders, again, not tight. Just relax. When I was in Thailand a couple of weeks ago, they really got into that, to relax to the mat. Because when I saw them after the retreat I gave there, they'd always come up to me and say, look at me and smile and say, you know, Ajahn, relax to the max. That was my new name. At least I made an impact there. They learned something. So your shoulders, relax them. How do you do that? Be aware, be mindful. Try this, try that. Trial and error, but always mindful. Until you can see, feel, experience what works for you. Your neck. Making sure the neck is not tight because your head is, you know, improperly balanced. Your throat. Again, if it's irritated because of hay fever or pollution, or you may have a cold or something. See if you can be aware. And see what you need to do, sometimes even not even moving, but just changing your attitude. And try not to control it, but letting it be. If you need to cough, you cough. That's it. And then your head on top of the neck, making sure that that is well balanced. And especially the face. The facial muscles, they respond to some of the emotional fears, anxieties. That's why we can read a face, as they say, to find out if they're afraid, if they are angry, worried. So you can find a connection between your emotional world and the muscles around your eyes and your mouth, and soon you can actually learn how to manipulate those muscles by letting go, letting them relax. It's like when they were pulled tight, now they let go. Everything is loose and free. If it really is loose and free, it feels relaxed, comfortable, at ease. And if it really gets deeply at ease, it feels delightful. That's why people go to spas or they soak in hot tubs. Here it's the warm mindfulness, kindfulness tub you're soaking your body in. Your whole body, be aware of it. Just nicely relax. And you can look at one part of the body maybe which is still irritating or in pain. A wound, a tumor. Whatever it is, something which is really bothering you, be aware of it. Zoom in on it. Allow it, that small little part of the body, just to fill up the whole mind. Because once you can focus in on it, really get to be aware of it, as mindful of it as you possibly can, to feel it, to know it, experience it. Not controlling it, but to experience it, get to know it first. And once you get to know it, the feeling of disturbance, ache, pain, then we can play around with it. See if you can relax it. What does that mean? Expanding it, taking away the tightness, the tension, not trying to get rid of it, not trying to make it something else it's not, just letting it be. And you find letting it be is actually not laziness. Letting things be is sometimes the most positive remedy. When you let things be, they change by themselves. You allow nature to do its job of relaxing, curing, healing, relieving the tightness, the disturbance, the pain. You let it be, and the nature does the rest. And often you can feel it getting more relaxed, more at ease. Once your body is really relaxed, then you can let it go and go to your emotional world, which is very connected to your body, but it is more refined, more powerful too. So your emotions, your mind, how peaceful are you? How agitated? This is where you just give it a number from 1 to 10, just skillful means. Just to know, be aware, mindful of how peaceful you are, how relaxed, or how agitated. This is not a competition, it's not going to get a prize, it's just your own understanding. But once you're mindful of the peace-o-meter, as I keep calling it, then experiment. Try this, try that, to see if you can find out what causes your emotional world to get more excited, more disturbed, and what causes it to relax, be peaceful. Because you can feel this, it's not theory anymore, it's your direct experience, how to relax your own emotions. One of the things you'll discover, past and future, they just disturb us. In meditation, totally unnecessary. Just later on, we go to work, fine, but no one's paying you here. They don't even pay me. So, I let go. No past, no future. Just this wonderful freedom of being here now. And again, just being in this moment, it doesn't stay like this. It just goes inwards, deeper into this moment, and you get joyful. The happiness born of stillness. See if you can experience that just by being here. And the reason I guide, because if I'm giving all these words, you don't need to think yourself. You don't need the commentary, I'm supplying that for you. So don't give things a name. Don't try and capture them with a word. Just let them be. Unnamed, but known deeply. Not judged, but loved. this moment now. Very often you start becoming aware of your breathing, anything moving. If you do, just to know your breath, going in, going out, breathing in peace without let go. Breathing in peace without let go. is coming close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How relaxed is your body? And what does a relaxed body feel like? Just to know, just this. You don't need to be a doctor to feel this is really a healthy state for your body. Just being at peace. And your mind, a little bit more training. Just relaxing the emotional world, no past, no future, just being in this moment. Wow. It's like freedom from the cares and concerns of the world. Beautifully poised in this moment, resting, still, happy. So I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Just listen to every sound of the gong. When the last sound vanishes, and come out from the meditation. So I hope you enjoyed that. So you get yourselves comfortable. Some people are going out to relieve themselves. Some people are just going, they're not coming back because they're already enlightened after that amazing meditation. So they don't need to listen to a talk.